My Life Today, June 12, Patient Continuance in Well-Doing, Highways to Happiness. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. He, Solomon, gives us the history of his search for happiness. He engaged in intellectual pursuits. He gratified his love for pleasure. He carried out his schemes of commercial enterprise. He was surrounded by the fascinating splendor of court life. Solomon sat upon a throne of ivory, the steps of which were of solid gold, flanked by 6 golden lions. His eyes rested upon highly cultivated and beautiful gardens just before him. These grounds were visions of loveliness, arranged to resemble, as far as possible, the Garden of Eden. Choice trees and shrubs and flowers of every variety had been brought from foreign lands to beautify them. Birds of every variety of brilliant plumage flitted from tree to tree, making the air vocal with sweet songs. Youthful attendants, gorgeously dressed and decorated, waited to obey his slightest wish. Scenes of revelry, music, sports, and games were arranged for his diversion at an extravagant expenditure of money. But all this did not bring happiness to the king. Dissipation had left its impress upon his once fair and intellectual face. He was sadly changed from the youthful Solomon. His brow was furrowed with care and unhappiness. His lips were prepared to break forth into reproaches at the slightest deviation from his wishes. His shattered nerves and wasted frame showed the result of violating nature's laws. He confessed to a wasted life, an unsuccessful chase after happiness. The way to true happiness remains the same in all ages. Patient continuance in well-doing will lead to honor, happiness, and eternal life.